rowdies one there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are kicking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, Sam Monjovi, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors. The Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Thanks for joining us. This is Sam Monjovi. And I'm here with Joe Giuliano, who's helping me out as I help out cover for the show's main host, Andrew Battisti and Joe Sirianni, while they're on vacation for a few weeks. So it's great to have you here, Joe, and thank you very much with helping out with the show.
Must be nice to be Joe Sirianni in Florida and Andrew Battisti in Hawaii. And Sam, it's a bit of a reunion for us. Thanks for asking me back.
Yeah, it's very nice. Very excited. Actually, Joe Sirianni is going to be calling in the beginning of the show, so we'll have him with us too. But tonight we're looking at a good show. We're going to be talking about the Western New York Flash return to play in Rochester, New York this summer in the new WPSL Elite League. And they will be playing in Rochester, New York.
We're also going to talk about Stadium.
At Salen Stadium. Yep.
Good, good to have them come back.
We're also going to talk about the U.S. national teams, the MISL Indoor Rochester Lancers, USL Pro, Rochester Rhinos. And our special guest tonight is Jerry Zanelli, who is the commissioner of the Women's Premier Soccer League. He's the driving force of the new WPSL Elite League that the Flash will be playing in this summer, and we'll be having him on later in the show. Joe, we're also working on having Diego Maradona
here we go
and Pelé call in to discuss who they think the best player of all time is. But I talked with their people, and they can't seem to agree who gets the call in first.
This is like David Lee Roth and Sammy Hagar for Van Halen. Who goes on first? Who goes on second? Of course, Maradona goes on first.
Yeah, and I think they have a love-hate relationship, because every time I see them on a show together, first thing they do is hug each other.
Yeah,
and
then they stab each other in the back.
Yeah, but
it's great to be back here, Sam. I'm so excited. You put together a great show. Jerry Zanelli, that's a huge guest. WPSL came out with some news today as well about the upcoming season.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that a little later, a little bit, though. The WPSL is going to be played from mid-April to August of this year. And, again, it's going to be at Salen Stadium. So the Western New York Flash are returning, and they're bringing most, if not all, of the players from last year, except Marta we don't know about. I know Carolyn Seeger is gone and a couple other players, but we'll go down the roster a little later in the show. Before we go to Joe Sirianni, I just want to say that I was at the Rochester Lancers indoor MISL soccer game yesterday, and unfortunately, the Lancers lost to Syracuse. But I guess the Lancers faced a fantastic performance by the Syracuse goalie.
You know, I was out of town, and I had Sean Somerville cover for me. He did a great job, by the way. But from talking to you today, the goaltending for Syracuse seemed like it was out of this world. But Rochester, they have the edge in the season series against Syracuse. Now it just comes down to how they finish up the final four games of the regular season.
Right, because the top two teams in each division go to the playoffs, and even though right now Syracuse and Rochester are tied, Rochester has the tiebreaker.
Right, but Rochester's got, some would say, maybe the tougher of schedules between the two teams. They've got Wichita, Kansas City this weekend, then Wichita, and Wichita back-to-back at home, while Syracuse has Norfolk. That could be the wild card game, because Norfolk is 3-17, so they're kind of out of the mix. And over in the Central Division, say Milwaukee, Missouri have clinched playoff spots.
So basically, if the Lancers win all the rest of their games, they're sure of the playoffs.
Right.
Okay. How is Wichita?
You know what, Sam? They're a run-and-gun team. They are very fast. They look to counterattack. And, you know, I think if the Lancers get into a run-and-gun style game with them, It's going to be a tough night at the Hartman Arena in Wichita. That's a great venue, small, but very, very fast team.
Is Wichita even in competition to make second place, to catch Missouri?
No, they're out.
Oh, so maybe...
Today it came out that Wichita is out and Missouri-Milwaukee have clinched the spots.
Oh, okay. Well, there was some good news from the Lancers game. Despite the snowstorm, the announced crowd was 7,000-plus. And we just talked about them being in second place. And I got to say that I saw the second-best Lancer goal of the season scored by Doug Miller when he flipped the ball past the Syracuse defender at the midfield line and then made a Diego Maradona-type run to the goal on his own and slotted the ball past the Syracuse goalie. The only better goal I've seen this season is the Sales bicycle kick goal.
So what happened? Miller was getting the ball at midfield?
He had his back to the Syracuse goal.
Okay.
He had a defender coming on him. Somebody passed him the ball from our back. He kind of flipped it with his right foot, like flicked it, over the foot of the defender, turned, made a run kind of like down the right side, went all on his own, went past the goalie and slotted it in.
Beautiful.
A very nice goal.
Great. Doug's been, you know, he's been outstanding this year. A lot of people said he's 42. What's this guy going to do? He's in the 20s for goals, I mean.
Yeah, no, he's a true striker. You know, you can tell, and he's like, you know, he's hungry for... to score, and he's got passion for the game, so that's, you know, half the battle.
Yeah, you know, say what you will about him, but he's found the back of the net. He told Soccer Sam when they signed him this year, he guaranteed 20 goals, and he's above that.
Yeah, I remember in the first year with the Rhinos, I think it was 96, you know, I thought to him when I first saw him play, I said, you know, he's not my type of striker, but I got to say, he won me over.
Oh, you have a type of striker?
Yeah, more like...
Kinalia.
Okay, let's bring on Joe Suriani to the show. Uncle Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much, Sam and Joe. And what a pleasure to have you two guys reunited and talk about Maradona, you know, second best player in the world after Pelé, of course. But anyway, I'm very, very thankful that to both of you for filling in for Andrew and I, because we are, you know, I'm sure that Andrew is better than I am, because Hawaii is warmer, Florida is a little bit on the cool side, but we see the sun and not the snow. So I'm happy to be here, but I'm much more happier that you guys are holding the fort over there for me.
Well, thank you very much. And, you know, let's get to talking about the Western New York Flash. Tell me, what have you heard about the Western New York Flash return to play Rochester, New York,
you know,
in the WPCL Elite League this summer?
Because ever since they announced that the league will not be operational for 2012, everybody's been wondering what's going to happen with the Flash, of course, because that's a team that we are in love with. And apparently the mess has been resolved, because even though the league is taking a hiatus for 2012, I think that the move that they're making to go in this Women Premier League, which is an elite kind of venue where they're going to be playing. And I think that there's going to be some prosperity and the league's going to be good, I think. So the place is going to be back in Rochester. I'm very happy about that. I'm sure that all the people that are listening to our show are happy to know that Salem Stadium again is going to be home to the Flash. And, you know, if they bring all the players back or most of the players back, I think they're going to be the team to beat.
The and we all know that the Flash won the WPS Championship last year. Do you think they should be the automatic favorites to win the WPSL Elite League Championship this year?
Well, it's really too early to say, because we don't know what the competition is really all about. But I would think, just like I said, if they get the personnel that they had last year, aside of Mart, of course, and I think that they got the nucleus of the team that's already signed. And, you know, depending who's gonna come back for sure, I think they're going to be the team to beat.
Well, we talked to one of the players like that, McCall Zerboni. She was at the Rochester Lancers game, and she's returning, and she's saying that most of the players will be back, and we know, except for the players that are with the U.S. national team, depending on how well they do with the Olympics and in training when they're going to return, specifically Alex Morgan, plus the others. And so
Alex Morgan for sure is going to be probably in residency with the United States team, because that's what Ebi Wambach's going to be in. But the real thing is that I believe that Joe Selim is going to be the class act that he's always been. He's going to bring the best players. They have the best players because they won this year. And if most of them come back, I can't see who's going to beat them. But again, we don't know who's going to be the opposition yet. I also want to talk a little bit about this new league. I think that from what I read, it's a league that is 15 years old. It's regional, much like what the Lancers are doing right now, a regional league, and to save expenses. And I think that it's going to give an opportunity to this league to really showcase itself, for the future, because, the unknown with the Women Professional League is still there. We don't know whether they're going to come back in 2013. But by having the Flash and the other teams that are possibly going to join them, being in this league is going to bring a new height and a new glamour to the whole thing. So it can only do something good.
Right. Before we let you go, Joe, I just wanted to ask you if Juventus is playing in the Champions League.
Oh, here we go.
Because we were talking about it right before, and we noticed the Champions League starts tomorrow in the knockout crew. And unfortunately, I was going to ask you about your team Juventus, but I don't see them playing.
Not tomorrow. Tomorrow's Bayer Leverkusen in Barcelona, and Lyon and Apoel Nicosia. That's tomorrow's games.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, those are good games.
Okay.
No, the whole thing is that Italy is inundated by snow now, and we don't know whether they're going to play or not. But I like Joe, to ask Joe's comment about this new place venture in this new league. What does he think?
Well, I'm glad that it came back because it was such an outstanding summer of soccer with the Western New York Flash. And I'm going to be honest with you, as my father would say, and go on record. I was never a fan of the women's game to a very deep level, but after watching Marta, I totally changed my tune. She was absolutely outstanding. I was reinvigorated by her style of play, and hopefully a lot of the young players learn from her. Maybe we'll see a young superstar come up through the ranks. I don't know if we'll ever see another Marta again, Sam, but she was outstanding. She turned a lot of fans onto the game.
And I don't know if we can ask Jerry about that too, because I don't know if he knows what her status is. Because I heard she might be signed over in Sweden on hold here. But I thought if Ebi Wambach was going to be signed by the Western New York Flash, Marta wasn't coming back for sure. But since Wambach has announced that she's not going to play in the leagues or in any league and stay with the U.S. national team residency, maybe there's a chance for Marta to return. And that's what I'm hoping for.
Let's hope. For the fans' sake, let's hope. That's a great draw.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot of money involved. It all depends on this new league, what the league format is going to be doing. And I'm sure that you guys are going to have the opportunity to talk to Jerry Zanelli, and he's going to explain a little bit more what his proposals are for 2012 league. So I invite all the listeners to stay tuned, so that they can know firsthand what's going to happen when this new Women Professional Premier League.
And, the one thing I liked about the WPS being here is that we got very lucky, because with so few teams, we saw a lot of concentration of the top talents coming here. So we saw Marta, Alex Morgan, Wambach, Rapino, all those players. So every Flash game we went to were very entertaining games. And I think it gave a lot of good exposure to people to the women's soccer, and just how entertaining it really is. So again, I'm glad they're coming back, and hopefully Jerry's going to have a lot of information for us.
Well, the whole thing is that
Uncle Joe, we're going to let you go now, and thanks for calling in, and we hope you're enjoying the Florida weather.
All right, thank you very much. Keep up the good work.
Okay. All right, Joe. Thank you very much.
Okay, everyone, we're going on our first break, but we'll be right back with Dick Howard and then WPSL Commissioner Jerry Zanelli afterwards on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Reserve your seat to all 15 exciting Rochester Rhinos home matches at Salem Stadium in 2012. Bowl season packages start at just $99 per person. That's less than $7 a match. Can't make all 15 home games? A Rhinos Flex Pack allows you to attend the games that fit your schedule. 5-game Flex Packs start at only $60. The Rhinos have ticket packages for every family budget. Visit rhinosoccer.com or call 454-KICK to purchase your 2012 Rhinos tickets today.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta. And coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great price. An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Lancers conclude the 2012 regular season with a pair of home matches against Wichita at the Blue Cross Arena. The Lancers will host the Wings on Thursday, February 23rd at 7 p.m. and again on Sunday, February 26th at 1 p.m. Get your tickets through Ticketmaster by visiting any Wegmans location or by calling the Lancers at 872-KICK. That's 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
Okay, and welcome back, everybody, to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Right now, we have on the show Dick Howard to talk with us about the U.S. Women's National Team's victory over New Zealand and the upcoming Algarve Cup, and then the Olympics for the women's team. Dick's appearance is brought to you by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Northfield Commons in Pittsburgh. Go there or give Tony David a call at 248-2650. Hi, Dick, and welcome to the show.
Nice to chat to you, Sam.
Look, Dick, I just want to ask you to start off. The U.S. Women's National Team defeated New Zealand this past Saturday 2-1 in a come-from-behind exciting ending with the Western New York Flash player Alex Morgan scoring two goals late in the game. What did you think of the game?
Well, I just saw some of the highlights, but Alex Morgan, she's just tremendous, isn't she? She came in and did a magnificent job against Canada in that Olympic qualifying tournament, and here she gets, in the starting lineup and gets two goals, and it could have been a tremendous upset because you look at the situation. It was a bit of a fluke, the goal scored by New Zealand, poor defending, uncharacteristic for the U.S. team, and then leaving it so late. But it goes until the end of the final whistle, and Alex Morgan certainly did well to get on the end of those crosses to put the ball away. I felt a little bit fortunate. I think the New Zealand keeper would have liked to have had that second one taken. She lost her angle, and it went into the back of the net. But they left it late, Pia Sundhage's team, but again, showed the character of the U.S. team. They just never give up. And one thing that was a surprise, of course, was the fact that there was a missed penalty kick by Abby Wambach in the early stages of the game, which you don't usually see.
Yeah, the happens to the best. And I know we're a little late. We're going to talk about the African Nations Cup, and they went to the penalties. But before we get about that penalty kick situation, but next up for the U.S. women is the Algarve Cup, and that starts later this month in Portugal. What can you tell us about the Algarve Cup?
Yeah, well, it's certainly a very popular tournament. It's 19 years old this year, and the top European teams like to enter this tournament. In fact, you've got Germany and Sweden are in the competition. And the U.S. had three group games, Denmark, Norway, and Japan. All of them, apparently, you can get on the tracker from ussoccer.com, so fans can sort of follow the performances. It starts February 29th, and hopefully a final game, with the U.S. team competing in that, because they've won it eight times, 17 trips to the tournament and eight wins. So the U.S. are always a contender. Canada have been in the tournament in the past, but this time around they're not in that competition. But it'll be a good competition, and as you say, it could well be a situation of the U.S. Maybe playing Germany in the final. But they played Japan, funnily enough, their opponents, of course, in the Women's World Cup final. And then they travel to Japan for the Kirin Challenge Cup, which
right.
follows right on in April, and Japan and Brazil are in that competition, so Pia Sundhage's team will have good chance for redemption, against the team that beat them in the Women's World Cup final in Germany.
And one thing we just found out, too, is that the WPSL, which the Western New York Flash will be playing in, that's going to start in mid-April. So I'm just wondering how long the Korean Cup is going to last if it starts in early April.
Well, it's just that's the basically two games, Sam, so it's not too bad. The Japan game is April 1st. April Fool's Day, and the Brazil game on April the 3rd, and then Japan also play Brazil, but the U.S. national team will probably be traveling back on the 4th or the 5th, so that will be good for the Western New York Flash players.
That's right, and then right after that, the Korean Cup, the U.S. women will be playing in the Olympics in England, and that starts on July 25th, and I'm guessing, what do they go a week or two before into residency before the Olympics?
Yeah, you would think so. At least a week. I'm sure Pearson would love a couple of weeks residency. But the players from the Flash, of course, will be missing for that. And then, of course, you've got the final of that is the 12th of August. But
there'll still be good opportunities. I think the great thing, Sam, is that there is a league that the team can play in, because after
right.
the success of last season, the momentum, the crowds, I thought, you know, it was tragic that the situation with WPS was that there would not be a season until this happened. So I'm delighted that this is taking place, because it's going to benefit, obviously, U.S. national team players, as well as players, of course, from the Canadian national team.
Right, and a little later we're going to have Jerry Zanelli on, and he's the commissioner of the DPSL, WPSL, and I'm going to thank him for being a driving force,
you know,
because
it was a record
without
crowd
him,
in Dallas
we wouldn't be
for
seeing
the
Western
Europe
last year,
the crowds
this summer.
The
but, you know,
I'm
even a little more excited now because
team played, there were great crowds, super.
And then if the people come back, if the players come back from the Corinne Cup around mid-April or before mid-April, you know, we're going to have our national team players here a full 3 months before the Olympics, which would be great.
Yeah, because I think the thing is that players are playing in a competitive league, you know, rather than just relying on friendly games, and that's why it's so important for the players to be playing in WPSL in the Premier Division. That's great.
Are there any Canadian teams in the WPSL that you're familiar with?
No, I've not been too familiar with that league. As I say, I felt that, and I still feel that the WPS will hopefully come back again, you know, for the season next year. But for the time being, this is going to be a good level of competition for the team. But given what the popularity of the league and the sport in the States, you've got to have a professional league in the US of A for the top players.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if it's the economy, if it's the them starting off too big too soon. I know recently it's just been a lot of the controversy with Magic Jack and with the other owners. So there's some legal issues there, some financial issues. You know, what I'm hoping is that this year off is going to help them put their house in order, put them on a more financial, a better kind of standing, so that the WPS can survive far into the future.
There has to be, you know, I think that it's, I'm seeing figures of over 8 million female players in the U.S., and you need to have something for the young players, the young 10-year-olds, to play not only for the U.S. national team, also to play in a good caliber of soccer after they've finished maybe a collegiate career, and you've got to have that, and that's why I know I've mentioned to Andrew and Joe in the past that it would be great to have MLS sort of very much a part of it, because that happens in some of the other countries, that professional teams, men's professional teams, also have a female professional team as well.
Now, why do you think that hasn't happened up until now? Is it a matter of, you know, control? I'm guessing the thing about MLS and it being a single entity is that the league just controls so much, and so as an owner, you buy into the league, but the league is controlling player movement.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
and
it would have to be a different structure. But I feel personally that there's enough talent and the wherewithal for a league to be in place, because you're seeing, you know, improved standards in England, in Germany, in France, with domestic leagues, and there's no reason why this can't happen, of course, in the United States, which is arguably, you know, the top country and has been the top country in women's football over the years.
Dick, we're going to switch a little bit to international news. I know that the African Cup just concluded this weekend, and also that the Champions League resumes tomorrow. What can you tell us about that?
Well, I think the great thing from the African Cup of Nations was that Zambia came through and won it, because it's their first ever title, and listeners may not know, but it's sort of about 19 years ago, the national team perished in a plane crash off the coast of Gabon. And now Zambia returned to Libreville and won the African Cup of Nations, albeit on penalty kicks, 8-7, against a very strong team from the Côte d'Ivoire, the Ivory Coast, of course, the Touré brothers, you know, Didier Drogba, amongst others. So, you know, they've got some great players. But the unheralded team, they call themselves the Chipolopolo, and they beat the Elephants from Côte d'Ivoire, and it was a big upset. But full credit to Zambia. You know, they don't have as many players playing overseas as do the Ivory Coast, but they came through and they won on the penalty kick, so it's great. Great for the game.
Hey, Dick, this is Joe Giuliano. How are you?
Hi, Joe.
Sam's going to give me a chance to ask you a question, and thank you very much, Sam.
You're welcome.
No, Dick, I want to go to Italy for a second. I guess I'm in the minority. I'm a big fan of Claudio Ranieri, but is he a dead duck at Inter, and is Fabio Capello coming in there?
Gee, I tell you, that situation, the result against Novara was, you know, those are games you've got to win, and they've been far too inconsistent. Fabio Capello has said that, you know, he wants to take a break from football, but you never know what's going on behind the scenes. What do you think? Do you think he's likely to take over from...
Well, Dick, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. You hear these things so many times in sports, and it ends up becoming a reality. So I think he'll be the next coach of Inter. Not to my pleasure, but I think Fabio Capello is going to be there, even though he's had that history with AC Milan and Juventus, he's still going to go to Inter.
Yeah, well, he's been with the top teams and certainly shown outstanding ability as a club coach. So, yeah, given what's happening and the way that Inter have sort of regressed in past year, it's vital that they get back on top again. So,
Dick, one other question.
We
look to Montreal. Joey Saputo was over in Europe looking for a designated player. We've heard names in the past, Del Piero, Trezeguet. Any news on who the DP is going to be for Montreal?
No, it depends who you're talking to. You know, I know there was a time when Didier Drogba was mentioned, and you know, I think obviously given the nature of the team, they'll try and get a player that is maybe French, English, you know, that can master both languages, because it's important in that part of Canada with the bilingual nature of it. So, you know, a player like Trezeguet, who knows what will happen with regards to that. But it's good food for thought, because certainly Joey Saputo wants to have a very competitive team, and we know from games in the past with the Rhinos that they really love their football. They love their soccer in Montreal.
Absolutely. Okay, Dick, we're going to let you go. And, again, thank you so much for all your great information for the show.
My pleasure, Sam. Have a good one.
You
bye
too.
For
Take
now.
Care.
Bye, Dick.
Okay, everyone, we're going to go on a short break, and we'll be right back with the WPSL Commissioner, Jerry Zanelli, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Proudly conservative.
WYSL. You're listening to the new home of Michael Savage, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, WYSL, Avon, Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Reserve your seat to all 15 exciting Rochester Rhinos home matches at Salem Stadium in 2012. Full season packages start at just $99 per person. That's less than $7 a match. Can't make all 15 home games? A Rhinos Flex Pack allows you to attend the games that fit your schedule. 5-game Flex Packs start at only $60. The Rhinos have ticket packages for every family budget. Visit rhinosoccer.com or call 454-KICK to purchase your 2012 Rhinos tickets today.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
The Rochester Lancers conclude the 2012 regular season with a pair of home matches against Wichita at the Blue Cross Arena. The Lancers will host the Wings on Thursday, February 23rd at 7 p.m. and again on Sunday, February 26th at 1 p.m. Get your tickets through Ticketmaster by visiting any Wegmans location or by calling the Lancers at 872-KICK. That's 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Okay, and welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And right now on the show, we have WPSL Commissioner Jerry Zanelli to talk about the Western New York Flash playing this summer in the newly formed WPSL Elite League. Hi, Jerry, and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, and I'm very glad to have you here. We just had a major announcement on the Rochester media airwaves about the Flash coming back to play in Rochester this summer. We were at our pro indoor game last night, and they had the coach of the team and one of the players. They made the announcement at halftime, and there was a big cheer. And, you know, Jerry, you know here that here in Rochester, New York, we're very familiar with the WPS, the W League, but we haven't had exposure to the WPSL. And so now, can you tell us a little bit about the WPSL in general before we get to the Elite League?
Sure. First of all, I'd like to say that I was in Rochester for the WPS finals, and I had a great time, and it's a great facility, and I saw what Rochester can do, so I was very pleased. We started out 15 years ago with six teams. I was the original founding member, one of six teams of the W League, but we decided to branch off and form a women's only league, and that's been our strength pretty much. We're up to over 70 teams now, about 73. And the idea of having this elite league is something we were talking about in the West for 2013. And then with the announcement 2 weeks ago, obviously we kind of like switched coasts, to say mildly, and tried to put something together with some of the teams that wanted to continue playing from the WPS, and also some of our strongest teams as well joining in, and plus one of the former WPS teams, the Chicago Red Stars. And we put this league together in 2 weeks, and we have eight teams. So we're pleased.
Hi, Jerry. This is Joe Giuliano. Welcome to the show. I'm helping Sam out here tonight. So it didn't sound like it was very difficult to get these teams to transition from the WPS over to the WPSL. We're talking 2 weeks, and we also hear that in the next few days, more teams might be joining the league. Is that true?
Well, we're going to go up to eight, I think, for this current time coming up. We just didn't feel that anybody else, we're trying to vet owners as well as we can to avoid past mistakes that I guess we and WPS both have made, and try to figure out people that really can do it, that have a track record with us. So we took our four best teams that in the East and two in the Midwest that we know can do the job, and that was very important. I
so
mean, it's going to be a challenge to play this Western New York team, you know, with Aaron Lyons coaching and players that they have, and strong support from, you know, Joe Salen's family, and it would be their third straight different league that they could win a championship in. But I'm sure the other seven teams are all gearing up their rosters and spending a lot of time putting together stronger products on the field, because we're going to compete against, you know, the best in the United States.
You know, Jerry, after the World Cup last summer, we thought the Women's League was going to ride that wave to bigger and better things. And we've seen this happen a few times now after World Cups, where there's been a little spark and then it kind of tails off. Where do you guys see yourselves kind of picking up the ball where WPS left off and maybe trying to key on the success of the Olympics coming this summer?
Well, if people study history, they'll find WUSA and WPS certainly made some misjudgments about how they're going to put the teams together. I think one problem, obviously, was the amount of money it cost to get in, which is fine. But very few people remember what it took for the MLS when they started with their six teams, which we had two owners, and working up to the way they are now, and even some of those teams still are not making money. And I think that the cost have to be relatively low to make it attractive for people in the middle millionaire category, you know, as opposed to 1 million versus, say, 10, 15, 20, or whatever, that they can come in with a $200,000 to $300,000 budget and make a go of it. But you can't do that necessarily. One of the things we looked at was having a, quote, pro league, where you have to deal with U.S. soccer and all their rules and requirements, and then deal with the labor union. So what we're doing is putting a team together that could be pro-am, literally, that you could maybe pay 12, 13 players. The rest of your players would be amateurs that had no college eligibility left to play on the team, and therefore would cut costs dramatically for all these teams. I did the first year of the FC Gold Pride out here on the West Coast. I did the all the salary negotiations and literally had $585,000 to pay players for about 3.5, maybe 4 months at the most work. And the union demanded so much money for the national team players, and also they set up a scale, a sliding scale of how much you could spend, and it got to the point of where you start out close to $600,000 in the hole without, you know, playing a game or paying for uniforms, or which were donated. I take that back, but even for your pitch to play on, it's going to cost you money. So,
and we know one of the problems with the WPS having trouble this summer again was with some of the legal issues they're having with the Magic Jack team. And I'm just wondering, did Magic Jack apply for entrance into the WPSL Elite League this summer?
He called someone within our league the day before our AGM, and I brought it up, and I was told that the six Florida teams would walk out of the WPSL if he came in. So that's what we're trying to avoid by attracting different kinds of owners and making sure of who we get and how we get them. And we look for people that had track records either in the WPSL, even in the W League, or anywhere that we can see what they've done.
Like I tell you, Jerry, we were excited about the WPS last year. We're looking forward to it next year. But if what you're saying is, you know, pans out well for the WPSL this year, and from the good outlook and good ideas you have, if your pro league next year ends up being a better and more stable division to play in, I would have no problem with the Flash playing in the WPSL pro league.
Our thought is that we're teams with professional players. We're not professional teams, because U.S. soccer has a rule that if you're a professional team, you have to play in a professional league. So the terminology will just be we have professional players that are playing on teams. For next year, we've already got commitments from Milwaukee, Dallas, Houston, San Diego, LA Vikings, California Storm, Phoenix, Seattle, Orange County. So we're continuing on with our model. Not to say, you know, we wouldn't continue to support the WPS, which we've done. We've had at least four of our different teams at different times have been farm teams for the WPS. And that's worked out really well. So we're very supportive of WPS coming back. But again, if they don't, they don't. And then we're going to continue on regardless.
You know, what this reminds me a little bit, me and Joe here, we grew up in Rochester, New York, when we were younger, going to the Rochester Lancers game. And that was the old NASL League back in the 70s and early 80s. And it was fantastic. You know, we saw, you know, all the big players, very glitzy league. Very exciting. The only problem is that it didn't survive.
And the reason it didn't survive is New York Cosmos had all the players.
That's right, yeah.
They had
no salary cap at
that
time.
Who else did they have? I can't remember everybody. DiBernardo.
The Cosmos? Yeah, Canale, Beckenbauer.
Yeah,
Pele.
Pele, yeah.
And then each team, I was in Los Angeles at the time, and they had, I think, Johan Cruyff.
And the Aztecs.
At the Aztecs, and that was it. And then Orange County had... I can't remember. And I think Detroit had Trevor somebody. And yeah, you know, I went to a couple of the games, but it was like dwindling crowds because you got to have homegrown players as much as you can. Yeah. Like Brandi Chastain's played on my team for 22 years off and on, which he hasn't been playing elsewhere in the pros or wherever else. And she put on a retirement party for herself out of the pro league. I think it went on to television. She had 3,000 people there.
Really?
You know, so if you in the San Jose area, that would be great. And, you know, like Brandy plays for me in Sacramento even, and it's great. turns people out because they know who she is. And I love Marta as a player. She's one of the, you know, undoubtedly one of the best. But outside of maybe 500-600 people, nobody knew her.
Can we ask you a little bit, because you might be in the know. We're trying to find out what's going on with Marta. Have you heard if she's signed with anybody?
As of about 3 days ago, she was still looking for a job in Europe, I heard.
Oh, okay.
Her agent's been shopping her, put it that way.
Well, we're hoping she returns to the Flash, because one of the things, once we found out that Abby Wambach, who's a Rogers starting here, once we found out that she wasn't going to play in the league and she was going to stay in the residency, we thought that would give an avenue for Marta to be signed by the team, because we didn't think they'd be able to sign both her and Marta.
Right.
So it looks like this year the Elite League is going to be an East Coast league primarily.
And Midwest.
Yes. Next year, expanding out into the West Coast also.
Yes. And we'll probably set up a separate East Coast, Midwest, adding in Houston and Dallas and Milwaukee. And then look for another team, possibly Denver. We haven't even thought past that problem. The last 2 weeks, literally, this has come together with agreement from everybody about how we're going to do it. We're setting up a little bit different. We're not going to have a board of governors. The commissioner is going to make the decisions with input from the teams, but we're not going to have meetings to go over logos or mission statements or any other important things like that.
Did you say that the commission or the commissioner?
Commissioner.
Who is the commissioner at this point?
I am.
Oh, you'll be the commissioner.
I've been the commissioner of the WPSL for 15
years. Okay, it's got president list. So you'll be president and commissioner.
We don't have president. We just have commissioner.
Okay.
Now, the league season here, it's going to be basically a mid-April to August schedule?
Yeah, we're talking maybe possibly bringing it in. It's going to be 14 games home and away. So we're thinking about bringing maybe it into start the 1st of May. And end up the end of July with the Olympics start, I think, July 25th or something, don't they?
Well, correct.
Yeah.
And we were talking a little bit before, there's the Corinne Cup. And the Corinne Cup, they're going to be out, the women's national team, in the beginning of April, out in Japan, which is only a couple games because there's only three teams. There's only U.S., Brazil, and Japan. So it looks like the national team players should be very available for a good 3 months before the Olympics start.
Well, we have a couple that are here on the West Coast that say we want to play a couple of games. I know Rachel Buehler may play with somebody down in Southern Cal. She talked to some people down there. So some of them just want to play games. What they don't realize, I think, that a lot of the women's national team players just want to play soccer. You know, now, if they can make money at it, all the better. And I think that that's where you have a problem with the professional league.
Yeah.
As opposed to a league like we have.
Right. And right now, from the press release we saw, the committee teams are Chicago, Boston, Flash, and Indiana. Indiana being one of the top WPSL teams, you said, from the league last year.
Yeah, and they were also one of the better teams in the W League.
Yeah.
And they've been with us first and then back to the W League and then came back to us. And certainly Chicago Red Stars will be formidable.
So
everyone is gearing up their rosters. I mean, they're not going to be the rosters as last year's.
I know. I mean, you know, I would like to have you back in a couple of weeks or in a month, too, because I'm sure you'll have a lot more information, too. But I wanted to get you on as soon as I could because we're just very excited to hear the Western New York Flash are coming back and they're going to be playing. And I don't think it's good for any team or any player, really, to take so much time off. And I know some teams play exhibition games, they do scrimmages, but there's nothing like playing in league games because you got to be in those pressure situations.
Right. No, we're extremely excited about Western New York and Boston Breakers coming in because it's going to raise the quality of play for all of our teams.
And forming
it gives the other team, the amateur team, something to strive for if they want to build and come into the league, into our version of it. It's exciting, let's put it that way. And we're very, very pleased and extremely impressed by Joe Salem and Aaron Lyons' commitment to helping us get going with this stuff. We really appreciate it. And we thank the City of Rochester for lending them to us at least for a year.
Yeah.
It's a great venue, great fan base. You're going to really enjoy it once again this year.
Yep.
All right, Jerry, again, I want to we're going to let you go, but I want to thank you so much for being on the show, introducing us to the WPSL. We look forward to an exciting season this summer and to having you back on the show very soon.
Great. Anytime.
Okay. Thanks, Jerry.
Sam, that was Jerry Zanelli. He's actually the commissioner. If I read your notes, I would have saw commissioner. For some reason, I thought it said president. But you're right, commissioner.
Yeah, sounds like a good guy. Sounds like a good guy.
It sounds like things have really fallen into place pretty quick.
Yeah. I'm hoping for the best. He sounds very, like he knows he's doing, got a good head on his shoulders.
A little history of the game, too.
Which is good for soccer and the longevity of soccer, especially for the women's play. Okay, everyone, we're going to go to our last break. And we'll be back with Soccer Sam talking about the Lancers on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Don't try to put on an act, you
can't do that to modern woman. Hi, this is Becky Edwards, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL. She's a modern.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HANAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk, save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Start saving today. Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Reserve your seat to all 15 exciting Rochester Rhinos home matches at Salem Stadium in 2012. Bowl season packages start at just $99 per person. That's less than $7 a match. Can't make all 15 home games? A Rhinos Flex Pack allows you to attend the games that fit your schedule. 5-game Flex Packs start at only $60. The Rhinos have ticket packages for every family budget. Visit rhinosoccer.com or call 454-KICK to purchase your 2012 Rhinos tickets today.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Lancers conclude the 2012 regular season with a pair of home matches against Wichita at the Blue Cross Arena. The Lancers will host the Wings on Thursday, February 23rd at 7 p.m. and again on Sunday, February 26th at 1 p.m. Get your tickets through Ticketmaster by visiting any Wegmans location or by calling the Lancers at 872-KICK. That's 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Okay, everyone, and welcome back to Soccer is A Kick in the Grass, and now on the show we have Soccer Sam. Hey, Sam, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Man, I'm having a flashback. Sam, don't call me Bon Jovi, Mon Jovi, and Joe Giuliano, wow.
Sammy, what's up, buddy?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you on.
Hey, Sam, I was at the Lancer game yesterday. I don't know if you were at the beginning of the show, but I thought the Syracuse goalie just kind of played out of his mind. Just you guys ran into a hot goalie. But I was telling Joe that I saw one of the best goals I've seen scored this year by Doug Miller when he took the ball at the midfield line, flicked it past the midfielder. And I told Joe he did kind of like a Diego Maradona run on his own toward the right side of the goal, past the goal, and slotted the ball into the goal.
Yeah, that was a great goal, and yes. I agree with you. The Syracuse goalie, obviously, you know, was the difference yesterday. And you know how it is. You play against a hot goalie, you start second-guessing yourself, and I think that's what happened. But, you know, we just didn't come out to play, and you know, it happens. You know, every team experiences that.
Sam, we're still in the driver's seat, 8-12, along with Syracuse. But tougher stretch probably for us. What do you think? Wichita three times, Missouri once. Syracuse has that Norfolk game in there. What do you think about the final stretch?
You know, it depends how you look at it, Joe. I mean, Wichita is basically out of the playoffs, so are they going to care or are they playing for a resume? And then you look at, you know, Baltimore is basically clinched. Milwaukee's already clinched, so are they going to just rest guys? And Norfolk, are they playing for a resume or are they getting ready for outdoor? I can't figure out, you know, what's going to happen here. I mean, you think every guy's going to come out and play his hardest all the time, but let's face the reality. I'm not sure what's going to happen. It could go either way.
I know you guys just signed John Ball, and we saw him a little bit yesterday. Is the period where you can sign new players, has that passed, or are we going to see some new players for the rest of the season?
So, Sam, the deadline was last week. We signed John Ball on the last day on Friday, and you know, I think John Ball was getting his feet wet yesterday, but he reminded me of like this wild horse that you put in this, you know, in your living room. I mean, you got to give him space. He's got, you know, he's going to play in the middle. He's more of a, you know, defensive midfielder, and just let him run like a wild man. And I think playing him on defense, I think he's just getting his feet wet. And you see how his fitness was and everything else, but I think he knows he can play at a different position.
Sam, let's go back to Doug Miller. When you and I worked the games on the air on the other station, we won't mention, you said that when you signed him, he guaranteed 20 goals, and he has sure met that commitment.
Yeah, he hit his 20th goal last night, Joe and Sam, and I you know, I just figured Doug's being Doug, and yeah, he's never going to score 20 goals, but it's great to have him on the team, and he'll support these young guys, but he hit 20 goals, and you know, my wife said to me after the game last night, she's like, you know, it's too bad that not every player plays with that intensity every game. You just look at his face. You look at, you know, when you're down a goal, he gets so into it, and he's so upset after the game when we lose, and he's just a true champion.
Yeah, we were talking about it earlier, too. He's a true striker, and I was telling Joe, I remember when the Rhinos first played in 96, I remember we were reading the newspaper, and my cousin called me, and he saw an article in the sports section. He goes, hey, there's a pro team playing at Flowers Stadium. I said, really? I go, yeah. He goes, well, let's go. I'm like, all right. We get there. There's 5,000 people there. And we're seeing all these players. And we're trying to figure out who everybody was. And I know it was tough for the players, too, because that the Flowers Stadium, it's got, like, kind of that dome in the middle, and it's that hard turf. But after a couple of games, we really start to see certain players who were kind of sticking out, like Miller, Rivas, Marinero. Then once they got to the grass field, I think, and Miller had more of a chance to play on the grass, control the ball, and got those two balls from Hector. He really won me over, because I'll be honest with you, in the beginning, he wasn't the kind of striker I really was excited about watching, but after that, every time he got the ball, I was on the edge of my seat, you know, waiting to see what's going to happen.
Well, Sammy, we appreciate you coming on. Two games this weekend on the road and two more games at home. Great talking to you, bud, and we'll catch up with you this week.
I'm packing my bag. See you guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, Soccer Sam. Always good talking to him.
All right, everyone. Time has come down to the show. This has been Sam and Jovi and Joe Giuliano. Thanks again, Joe, for helping out with the show, and we'll see you next week.
All right, Commissioner.
And also with Bob D'Angelo at the WYSL Controls. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 p.m. for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 a.m. and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.